News for the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Jacqueline Ferris. Governor Kevin Stitt is planning a meeting to discuss deporting incarcerated illegal immigrants. He hopes to meet with the Trump administration and Public Safety Commissioner Tim Tipton to discuss Operation Guardian. The governor says there are currently 526 illegal immigrants in Oklahoma's jails and cost taxpayers roughly $36,000 a day. The idea of charging for every mile driven in Oklahoma to make up for lower gas tax income appears to lack any real support in the legislature. Tax income from gas sales is falling due to fuel efficiency, electric vehicles, and hybrids. Oklahoma's gas tax is already one of the lowest in the nation to begin with. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had a big night with 45 points, leading the Oklahoma City Thunder to a 120-114 win over the Indiana Pacers. The Thunder are now 24-5 for the season, with a four-game lead in the West. OKC has New Orleans Saturday to play the Hornets, who sit last in the Western Conference. More on these stories at RadioOklahomaNews.com. Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Jacqueline Ferris.
For nearly 50 years, the Radio Oklahoma News Network has been bringing listeners news of the day. And now, you can listen to us on Spotify, sharing the latest news from the state capital, agriculture, energy, local government, and health. When we say news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans, we mean it. Now, catch us every day on Spotify.com when you follow the Radio Oklahoma News Network podcast.
It's the inaugural Cattlemen's Congress commercial female sale coming up on Thursday, January 9th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Super Barn Sale Arena at the OKC Fairgrounds. Online bidding will be available via liveauctions.tv. For more information about the sale, contact Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. Cattlemen's Congress commercial female sale Thursday, January 9th, 1 p.m. Come to Cattlemen's Congress and check out the best beef cattle genetics you'll find anywhere in America.